I'm recording at the tone.
Yes.
Hello?
Okay. Yes, we have no bananas. We have no bananas today. No bananas in Scranton, PA.
That sounds plausible. I'm sad.
It's the Harry Chapin version.
I feel
version.
Like they probably do at this point.
That's the Harry Chapin version of We Have No Bananas. He mentions about it, you know, Scranton, PA. But, yeah, I expected the worst from Kim Kardashian, and it wasn't the worst. So
no, it was definitely the okayest.
So I was, you know, pleasantly surprised.
Halsey was so excited to be playing with Lindsey Buckingham.
I was, too.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, Lindsey Buckingham! Lindsey! Come on,
Lindsey!
Lindsey,
baby, I'm sorry.
The fact that they didn't make Keenan come out on stage and to say something to Lindsey, I thought they missed an opportunity there.
I agree wholeheartedly. But if he's available, maybe they'll just wait for the Ted Lasso episode coming up.
That's true, because they have to do a what up with that.
That would be nice, but I'm not that optimistic.
Yeah, Ted Lasso's done, so hopefully you'll get a copy soon, because it was
yeah. I'll start asking for it now.
Yeah, it's all finished up this season. Good season, I liked it. That show was probably funnier to me than it should be.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I've watched any in like 4 weeks, so I've got four or five still to watch. I watched the beard episode. I think that's where we stopped.
Yeah, that's the only one Eric has seen.
Yeah, that's not a good place to start.
And she was very confused, and I'm like, yeah, this is the worst episode you could have possibly walked in on. I'm like, I don't know what to tell you. I'm like, this is not the episode for you to be watching.
Brondiac for the win again. Yeah.
I said, this particular episode has nothing to do at all with the whole rest of the show or any of the plot that is going on.
Right. It's just weird and totally off the wall. Just like Beard.
Yeah. I do like Coach Beard.
My Ted Lasso shirt came in, though, so I'm all stoked.
Is it a Roy Kent shirt?
Yeah, it is.
Nice. The Venn diagram? I love that.
That's exactly what it is.
I thought about buying one, and I'm like, I got too many t-shirts. I'm not going to do it. I love the Roy Kent. I loved it more when I found out he was one of the writers of the show. So it's like, oh, even better. Roy Kent. All right. It's time for perspectives. Are we ready to get this thing rolling?
Yes.
Sure.
All right. Believers, welcome to the 312th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I'm Craig, we got Ray, we got Ian. Hi.
Hello.
Ooh, curveball, I love it.
This is the week of the 10-13 to 10-20, and still in that same never-ending year. It's like the baby New Year got kidnapped and Rudolph wasn't there to save him. Same year, just keeps going and going and going. Eon the Terrible must have him trapped on a mountain somewhere.
Probably.
Man.
He is terrible.
I'll tell you, Eon is terrible. That's true.
That's a true story.
Over, however, in your 5-day 4-star crash. the Titans. Since last we spoke on the 9th, you Devil Dinoed.
Yeah, yes? For shizzle. Every day.
Did you bite and bite your way to victory and maybe twitch your arms once?
Nope. No arm twitches. Only chomping.
All right. Coming up number next is Taskmaster. What you got your Taskmaster land? I can't speak.
Oh, I've heard of that guy. Probably something pretty humble.
You got a 5-1-2. That's...
I do have a 5-1-2.
Yeah, you can.
And I have enough shards of him to give him one more of something else.
Can you give him a sword?
Ooh.
I could give him a sword, and I could give him a 5-2-2 or a 5-1-3.
Not a clue.
I don't know.
Oh, you pick what he does. That's the guy who picks his loadout.
Right. Yeah. So you beforehand. Can do a bunch of fiddle faddle with that 5-red.
Yeah.
You can pick a stun with the blue. Oh, can
yep. I like
will
where
stun
your
not
at.
Work? Stun might not work. Single one-on-one.
Right.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, I'll throw some ISO at him if I can, and
fiddle faddle your way to victory.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
I'm stunned to see you with an unchampioned character, I gotta say. Even an anniversary one.
I think he's talking to you.
Oh, I have lots of unchamping characters.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I probably have half, at least half a dozen.
Oh. Six. That's overwhelming.
I'm not in the rich world like Ray.
Hello, Mr. Thompson. I think he's talking to you. That's my favorite.
Yep.
And then coming up after that on the 19th is your guess is as good as anybody else's. We have no idea.
Oh, okay.
Storyland, how did your Deadpool nightly games go? Did you play a game with Deadpool every night?
I don't know if I've remembered it. Is it gone?
No, I think you got another day, maybe?
Oh, great. I'll let you know.
All right.
Yeah, well, you don't have much time. According to mine, there's 20 hours left, so...
Oh, it's tons of time.
Okay. The only one that I had any problem with whatsoever was the web tiles. You have to make a row of web tiles. I'm like, well, Infinity War, he makes a ton of web tiles. He'll make them all over the place with his thwip-thwip-pow and...
Thwip-thwip-pow!
The automatic two that he'll be generating every match I make. Yeah, as it turns out, he's up against Black Suit Spidey, who just constantly hit me, and I would destroy half the web tiles in order to reduce the damage to one. So it was a really long fight, and actually I failed once. I accidentally killed him, and lost it once. So, but second time, no problem.
Yeah, that one took a while.
Yeah.
But that is also the way of Fetty says. Eventually you get a row and, Bob's your uncle. Welcome to S.H.I.E.L.D. is also finishing it up. Did you do that to get your blob?
I have not finished my Welcome to S.H.I.E.L.D. yet. I'm close.
I also have not.
All right.
Have you started it, Ian?
Nope. I didn't know it gave you something.
Ah.
You get the blob shards.
Hmm.
Something.
There any... Hey, when I ignore your news and updates...
Uh-huh.
Did they mention anything about a sale on HP?
It's right now.
Oh, it just started?
Just started.
Started today.
Now that the ISO one's gone?
Yep.
Is it 10 times?
No, it's 30. 30% more.
Okay. 10 times?
I wish.
Next story event is Hearts of Darkness. That'll get you Torch, Blob, and Electro Shards. Placement there is the Gator and some Odin Shards. That's followed up by Wed Wonder, which gets you the Blade, the Gator, the Odin. Placement is Romper Stomper and some Big Baloney. Anniversary Season is running in PvP. In S.H.I.E.L.D. Sim, you get Mystique, Psylocke, and a Devil Dino. And this is technically the What If event. The Guardians of the Multiverse gets you Strange and X-Force Wolverine. Placement in there is Taskmaster and some Adam Warlock shards. All right, in the news, we got the release 238 coming your way. Still with the same clue as last time. It's still half of none. That divide by zero error. What else we got? 8th anniversary wrapping up. That ends on the 17th. The fan favorite purchases are going on now. And anniversary events. There was a free token for Hispanic Heritage Month. That ends on the 15th if you didn't get that yet. And you got Blob events. They fixed an issue with some bundles would incorrectly appear purchasable after they were purchased.
Oh.
And then fix some spelling and grammar errors. Holy smokes. In multiple areas. Me fail English? That's impossible. Man, that is terrible stuff right there. That's really all I got for the news.
Only the best for our fans.
Yeah. You got any news?
Negative. I can think of nothing.
I think we had a piece of local news from Herondiac. He said that in Center County... We should be getting two Aldis.
That's true.
There's a store opening at Patton Crossing on 1028, and a second is being built where Krentzman Supply used to be. I have no idea what Krentzman Supply is.
That should be out on the Benner Pike.
Yeah, okay. He says two just opened where I'm at as well, but I'm a Publix junkie. I don't know what Publix is. It's with an
grocery store. We don't have those here.
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah, it's like a Piggly Wiggly.
Sure. I can't say that I'm super excited about that. I think we do have plenty of grocery stores in town. So, whatever.
If you like Aldi. I like Aldi's. I'll go shop there.
Sure.
Do they still make you deposit that quarter to get a cart?
Yes.
Man, that bothers me.
Really. Nope, it's a great plan.
Really grinds my gears. we have no other news. Hit me with your top three, Ian.
Oh, my goodness.
Fly through this show.
Yeah, I know. I didn't even know we did that in the show anymore. top three segment. I feel like, if I remember correctly, and I don't, are we doing Diablo player character builds?
I hope so.
Yes. All right, I'll go last then, because I'm the least prepared.
Okay.
And I have the least to say about it. I might have the most. I don't know. Maybe you guys are burnout. But let's have Ray start, because this was chosen specifically for Ray.
All right. So I guarantee you nobody else has my number three. So it's a good start. My number three, and this is favorite, right? Not yes, like favorite. Most powerful or something like that. Nope. It's favorite, right?
I added no caveats, just favorites.
Right.
Anybody could Google most powerful build.
Sure. So my favorite, my third favorite build in Diablo 2 is the Singer Barb. It's a barbarian who does nothing but shouts. And you think, it's rough, like it's nothing but. He's fantastic in a group because he enhances everybody's mana and life. He gives people levels to all their skills. And his war cry does physical damage and stuns. And if you pump that baby up, he can stun enemies for like 4 seconds. And if you're in a fight, 4 seconds is a very, very long time. So, yeah, he's a winner. Like, you get to Warcry, and you just pump that up, and he can just stun everyone until they fall to the ground. And it's fun to play. It's the only barbarian that's worth playing, but it is a really fun barbarian to play. So, I mean, you can't even start that build until you're level 30, because you don't get Warcry till then. Until then, you just, like, do double swing, and then you hit level 30 and totally respec your character into a singer. And, yeah, I don't know how annoying it is for other players, because it's just constant rah, rah, rah. But, to me, it's a fun build.
Yeah, there really was nothing more annoying than playing with Tom when he had to try and puke up potions and items constantly.
Yeah.
Because that's some of the shouts, is to find potion, find items. So every time you killed something, he would run over to it and go, wah!
Yep. Wah! Yeah, and it kind of sounds like he's horking. Like, they actually call it horking items. So,
but
it's really good. You pump him full of magic find, he gets two rolls at every corpse of getting an item. It's a good build.
Yeah. My number three, I went traditional. This is actually a build you can play. Unlike my number two and number one, which no one should play but me. But my number three is the good old Necro Summoner. Because I love Necromancers in every game I play.
Sure.
So, again, you know, this is your standard Necromancer build. Throw all your points into Ray Skeleton, your Skeleton Mastery. Get yourself a bunch of Revived. Clay Golem's probably best for bosses. And maybe some Decrepify and, you know, do your thing. Lots of people like to do Corpse Explosion here. I'm not a Corpse Explosion guy. I don't like blowing up my friends. I want to bring them back and have them play with me. That is all.
I do like that image in the Discord. Necromancers. They're healers, but with bad timing.
Yeah.
Yes, my number three. So all of mine are based on various criteria. My number three, which I'm currently living, is because I enjoy the animations. And that is the Druid Elementalist, specifically down his fire path.
Mm-hmm.
Man, nothing gets me going quite like a good molten boulder.
Yeah. Well, the new graphics, it's really nice now.
It's so good. Yeah. It reminds me of Tales of the Runaway Boulder from Saturday Night Live. Every time I launch it into a group of people, makes me happy. Fissure's not my favorite, but then Volcano makes up for it.
Unfortunately, Fissure is like the most powerful of those spells.
But, I know.
Yeah, the animation is the least intriguing.
It's the least appealing.
Yeah.
So
I just kind of bypass it. Anything that would go into Fissure goes into Poison Creeper.
Yeah, the Rolling Boulder is great to watch. I can't argue with that. It's fun times.
That's what I got. Ray, what's it, number two?
So my number two works really well. My number two character that I really enjoy playing is the Wind Druid.
Mm-hmm.
And again, this starts out as a Fire Druid, so I know exactly where you're coming from, Ian.
Sure, and I don't hate that Twister animation.
Right, sure. It's just not that powerful, right?
Right.
So that's why you get to like level 34 or whatever, and you completely respec. And you throw all of your points into Hurricane and Tornado, which feed each other. And so you turn your Fire Druid into a Wind Druid. And the best part is the Hurricane does cold damage. The Tornado does physical damage. So there's almost nobody who's immune to your abilities. Yeah, that's definitely a fun build.
Yeah, I always enjoyed Hurricane. Again, all right, starting out, my number two. This is a build for me. I don't recommend you play this because you won't enjoy it, but I do. This is the Magic Arrow Amazon. You throw all of your points into Magic Arrow, and then whatever's left over, you put into Decoy and Valkyrie. That is it. Three skills. That's all you need. As you wander out into the world, you throw some decoys out in front of you, you let your Valkyrie run around, you stand in the back and shoot your unlimited supply of ammunition, because as long as you have any kind of mana steal, the magic arrows are always free. You just need to get enough mana back to keep casting decoy. And you shoot your magic arrows all day long. They do both physical and magical damage, so that is also good. Rarely will you find something immune to physical and magic at the same time. I love that build. It's terrible, but I love it.
Well, see, it is terrible, but it does, it gives you magic damage, which, like you said, not hardly anything's immune to, and it gives you a really powerful Valkyrie. Once you get your Valkyrie to level 17, every time she gets summoned, she gets a random rare warpike, so her damage goes up significantly, and she gets random powers on that warpike every time she's summoned. So you can actually get a Valkyrie who can really do some massive damage all on her own, and she's just a summon creature. So it's not the worst thing I've ever heard of. It's just I don't see how you find it fun.
I love that, like I said, I don't recommend anyone else play it. I love it. I make it every time I play Diablo 2, I make another one of these characters.
Yeah.
Sounds like something you would do.
It is.
In the same vein, or similar vein at least, in the do not recommend, but cannot resist, my number two is Poison Dagger Necromancer.
Ugh,
that is terrible. Love the idea of, because, well, without the, someone has to be out there making the corpses, and I love the idea of wasting all his training and intellect and potential and just running around and stabbing everybody with a poison dagger. And yeah, that's it. It's really, he should be doing really anything else. I don't even understand why it's one of his skills, so it has become one of my favorites.
Yeah, the problem is in these games, it's always poison is much worse for you than it ever is to a monster. So generally, they just ignore it.
Sure.
So let me once again disagree with Craig, because my number one build is the Poisoner, the Poison Necro.
You're the worst.
The reason for this is, I don't use Poison Dagger, because that is just silly. Like, it does not get strong enough. However, Poison Nova is one of the most powerful things in the game. You use that when you change your curse to lower resist so that it lowers the resistance to poison. You can beat anything. Like, unless it's immune to poison, you just walk through the game doing Poison Nova with a good build. It does take some plus to skills and stuff like that to really be that good, but it's easily one of the top three most powerful characters, and it's just fun. The animation used to slow down games. Like, you could cast Poison Nova, and it was such a huge animation, you could lag people out of the server. Like,
is that fixed now?
It is fixed now, from what I can see. Okay. But yeah, it's
I have not tried anything poison related in the D2R. I just remember playing in classic D2.
Right.
I'm like, yeah, this is terrible.
Right. Like, but yeah, the Poisoner is it's a really fun. So you start off, I mean, you can use Poison Dagger at first, I guess, but just keep pumping those poison skills, and eventually it gets really good, Ian.
Okay. I'm down with that.
Okay.
The so far, other than your first one, there was nothing. I haven't heard anything I don't like. And I don't like your first one only because I already have to be level 30 to start enjoying it.
Right. This is true.
Otherwise, I was like, yeah.
That's the reason I don't have one in D2R yet, is because I, my barb is still level 1. I hate the barbarian so much.
Yeah. My number one is another one of my all-time favorites. It's probably the character I make first most times when I play Diablo 2. Again, it focuses entirely on a level 1 skill. It is the Charged Bolt Sorceress. I love Charged Bolt. I love to fill the screen with Charged Bolt. I want the whole screen to be covered in Charged Bolts all the time. It gets you some knockback. It gets you a little bit of stun. It's great stuff. So throw your Charged Bolt in, crank up Thunderstorm, crank up Energy Shield so you can take some damage, and just make sure you got lots of mana, and faster cast rate is good so you can make more Charged Bolts. Charged Bolt.
That is a horrible
And the new animation is great.
That is
it
true.
Is great.
Yeah.
It's really excellent.
There's just not, I don't know, you get faster cast rate, and I can just sit there and click the button, and just hear, the waves of electricity come rolling off, and your mana goes, depletes super fast. That's nice.
Oh, all right. We're to the finale.
No.
This will be extra exciting. Uh-oh. So my number one, if you want to learn more about my number one, rewind the last 45 seconds of this podcast and listen to Craig explain Charged Bolt Sorceress again.
Ooh.
It's where I started in the game. And it's always the first build I have when I get back into the game.
I did not see that coming.
Oh, I love Charge Bolt Sorceress. The amount when it's like just an ocean that just of white electricity. It's so good.
When you've got the screen covered in that rolling electricity,
it really,
you know, it's like rolling with the homies, you know.
I know. But it's really satisfying. It's like you've taken what Rakanishu and the Dung Soldiers can do and multiplied it by 100.
Yep. Love it so much. Like I said, you got to have loads and loads of mana, but, you know.
Right.
Oh, Ray's posting something.
Yeah, it didn't actually post the image. It failed, but
Okay.
It's a nice image of Charge Bolt.
Sucked anyway.
So there you go. The Diablo 2s.
Yeah, Diablo 2 player character builds. Good job, everybody.
I still have to mention the other, my honorable mentions.
All right.
Oh, do it, Doug.
The Fire Orb Sorceress. So you got Fireball and Frozen Orb.
Okay.
Very fast, huge, into the end game, you can play this character. The Trapsin, it's an assassin who does nothing but traps. Again, very powerful, really good. And you can't talk about builds without the Smiter. The paladin who doesn't swing a weapon, he just smacks people with his shield. I mean, he is an endgame build. Like, he's one of the few characters that with really awful equipment can beat the worst, biggest bosses in the game. He just runs up to them and hits them with his shield, punk, 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 as fast as he can. And it's a sight to behold.
Yeah. Nice. I was expecting you to throw out the good old Hammerdin.
Everyone says that the Hammerdin is the most powerful character, and I can't argue.
I hate playing it, though.
I hate it. I hate playing it with a passion. I got one Hammerdin up to like level 90, and I'm like, this still isn't enjoyable. And I've never done one since.
I used to always enjoy a Hydra with a Blizzard.
Yeah, I like Hydra.
Because you can stay, you know, pretty far off the screen. Put your Hydras way out in front of you, throw some Blizzard out there.
That's sacrilege for most people who play D2. Like, they think Hydra is the worst thing ever. It's a very safe way to play a sorceress. So
yeah, I can hide and let the Hydra kill things.
So do you have to get a specific hammer for this paladin, or do you just have to use, like, the Herodric Malice for the whole game?
No, he casts hammers. You can use any weapon want. It turns the paladin from a melee character into a spellcaster.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all ranged attacks. These like ghostly hammers come swirling out of you.
Oh,
but you can't aim them well. Like, you really have to position your character in order to get it to work. And I find it annoying.
Got it.
You want to cast like a pile of them, so they're always like spinning around you.
But they don't follow you.
Yeah.
Anyway, there you go.
All right, Ian, what's trivia?
So last week, I feel like I asked you about the name of the video game that Fat Thor and his rock guy friend are playing.
Right. I know this one.
And if you knew that it was Fortnite, congratulations, and I'm sorry.
Yep. I've watched Jason Mewes play that game enough that I recognized it.
Nice. This week, one that is equally straightforward. What is the name of Tony Stark's daughter? I was surprised that I didn't know this, so I added it to the list. If you'd like to know what her name is, I'll let you know next week.
Little Miss Stark. Alpha Goddard.
It should be Salt, but it's not. All right, Willie, what you got in the mailbag?
Oh, okay. So, just a couple comments this week. One, over on the D3 forums, Fofobos said, I play my Dapper Dino, and I got a token. I proceeded to take Howard in, thinking that I would win tokens with him too. I lost several matches before getting a win and realized that it's only Dino who gets tokens. Sad Price is Right music. He also said, and this week I got audio for all three Puzzle Warriors. Well done. Thanks. Again, if you missed last week, it is corrected now. It should be updated. It's at least on the website, so Also from Perondiac, he said, I told myself I would have fun with episode 311. You wouldn't believe being the first one into the live podcast for the first time feels so good. Oh, okay. Appreciate that. That is why I gave it a strong announcement this week, because he said that he enjoyed it so much.
Suck it, Slowpokes.
Bobcat Goldthwait dreams having Ian all mixed up was pretty great. new character, Blob seems like another set piece for taking down a Polaris team. As for powers, give him 5 of everything. If you could do that, sure, go ahead. He also said just about any Von Damme movie is going to do you right, especially Time Cop.
Yeah.
I can't agree with that, but okay, I'm not going to make an argument.
Okay, that's good. Time Cop's good stuff.
And Pop the Champagne, Dying on the Vine is back. Yeah, apparently it is. And finally, the call is coming from inside the house. It is possible. If you plug a phone into the dedicated line for your 1200 baud smart modem to call the house phone, kids these days won't understand anything about that sentence. But in the 80s and 90s, we do it like this. It was also featured in a Bud Ice commercial with the Penguins in the 90s. That's okay.
Wow.
I barely remembered that Bud Ice was a thing.
I know, that's what I was just thinking.
I was like, man, was we like, always I drank Natty
that
Ice.
Was a product.
Yeah, Natty Ice is where it was at.
Also horrible.
You get like a 12-pack for like a $1.298.
Yeah, horrible, but
down
cheap.
At the six-pack shop. Yeah.
It gets drunk.
That Ice House. what was the other terrible ice beer that was popular time? It was right around the time Red Dog came out.
I was just going to say Red Dog.
Yeah.
It was gross.
It was gross. It's still gross.
I regret drinking those.
Deeply. Old English was back in the day. That was terrible. Man, we drank a lot of bad beers. Whew. Frat days. Man. Frat parties always had the worst beer.
True story.
Yeah. All right, then. Once again, I'm Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want,
we
to,
just want
pump
to pump
you up.
You up.
Thanks, all Willie. Right.
Oh, poor Willie. This is the end. I'm coming for you, Elizabeth. Whew. All right. Let's see who's boosted 3-star-wise.
Mystify.
Ooh, Doctor Strange. He's always handy. More damage from yellow. More damage from blue. The Iron Fist. More green. Special tile damage and more purple punching damage. Oh, and that attack tile that he makes constantly. That'll be even more potent. Hey, he's a good character. Iron Man will give you more blue AoE and more red direct damage. Iron Fist's best friend, the Scarlet Witch.
Yeah, that's 2/3 of the Holy Trinity right there.
Will hurt you with her reality crush. And Spider-Man will punch you for a whole lot of yellow. He might even make protect tiles with his purple, but yellow punches are where it's at. All right, 4 stars. Everybody's favorite, Captain Marvel. She is boosted, so the Photonic Barrage strike tiles will be better, as will that countdown damage when it expires. If your energy manipulation matches up in a good way, you'll get some increased AoE damage, and you'll get more special tile buffs, strike, attack, and protect when that executive decision makes its countdown expire. See what we're doing here. Oh, Juggernaut. Everybody likes that guy. He does more trample damage with his green.
It will flatten you.
Medusa. Improved healing. Bigger buffing for the stolen tiles. And better attack tiles with her entanglement. Oh, Polaris. Better strike tiles. More damage. And more damage per special tile. And the OG X-Force Wolverine. Green and black are increased damage. And yellow is increased healing. Or damage if it gets matched away, but hopefully healing. Let's see what Apocalypse is up to in the boosted 5-star list. He's doing more damage with his black and red, and better tiles with his shared strength. Kitty Pryde, bigger attack tiles, bigger protect tiles, and way more damage from her repeater. Oh, Okoye.
The Nigerian Nightmare.
Yeah, I can. Wow, everybody's super duper this week. Yeah, so more damage from the black, more damage from the red, and team-up tiles. Get her some team-up tiles. They seem popular. And good old man Logan. He's got so many powers, but they're all better. He's doing damage with his yellow, healing with his yellow, strike tiles, big strike tiles, tons of damage. Good for him. He's busy.
So
still getting it done, even at his age.
Kitty and Polaris are both champed or boosted. Oh,
yeah.
It's kind of gross.
So, there's no Samurai. Samurai says that you're all smart enough to recognize that every one of these characters is excellent. Go use them and either get stuck in a quagmire of equally excellent characters or, feast on people not foolish enough to start these guys. So, listen to me now and believe me later. That's who's boosted. Thanks, as always, to Mystify.
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 Mystify your love.
Unexpected, but okay.
Let's head over to team-up time.
Synergy segment featuring Ray.
All right, so this week, once again, I'm going with a team that Auberman submitted, and again, so thoroughly submitted. So this week features two people who have never been on the list before, so I'd always appreciate that. The first
there were two people who have never been in my house.
That is likely true as well. The first one, though, is Captain Marvel, who was previously featured, but the team that was featured doesn't actually work as featured since she has been recently reworked. So there you go. That's good to know. But this team is 5-star Captain Marvel, Killmonger, and Yellowjacket. Though it may not be a meta team, it can be fun to play. The first thing to note is that this is a rainbow team. All of them are heavy hitters, even though Captain Marvel is quite a bit older than the other two. Captain Marvel is an old 5-star. That struck me as funny. So this plays directly into the passive part of Killmonger's red power, which causes match made in the target enemy's strongest color to do 150% more damage. Now, this means that if a match does, like, 2,000 damage normally, Killmonger makes it 5,000 damage. Note that the game tells you that the strongest color on the enemy team, but the power actually looks at the strongest color on the target enemy. So it depends on who's in front as to how much or which color it is and how much damage you'll be doing. So you got to pay a little bit more attention than usual. The active component of Killmonger's red hits for about 14,000 and also creates two critical tiles. If you can't manage to reach them on your turn, it's not all bad, because the other part of his black passive punishes the enemy for matching critical tiles, stealing 5 red AP, or if the enemy doesn't have 5 red AP, it does like 30,000 points of damage to the target. Killmonger's black passive is also nice because it doesn't interfere with Yellowjacket's black power across your heart, which for only 6 AP energizes the next power he fires, doing an extra 12,000 damage and providing a good chunk of true healing for Yellowjacket. That next power that you'll want to fire is Yellowjacket's blue, which makes him invisible for 2 turns, and if you can keep him matching black, blue, and green, it extends that invisibility and causes him to do more damage, an extra 5,000 points of damage at level 450. So let's imagine a situation where Yellowjacket makes a black match 3 against Apocalypse. At level 450, that match will normally do about 2,800 points of damage. If made with Killmonger on the team, while Yellowjacket's invisible, that same match will do 12,300 points of damage for 1 match 3. And did I mention that his powers also get that extra boost? So you can fire his powers and that extra boost will be going all the time. While he's invisible, those powers also ignore protect tiles. Admittedly, he only has those two powers since you can't really fire the black if it's already energized, but black into blue is pretty much nice to do. It's pretty nice to do thousands of points of damage just for going invisible. And his green is also very nice, deals about 4,000 damage in 2 separate blasts, or if he's already invisible, 9,000 points of damage apiece. And it can also destroy some special tiles. So feeding that green is Captain Marvel's passive green power. 3-turn repeater tile that provides a 3 green AP on a steady drip, which you will then feed directly into Yellow Jacket. And haven't even mentioned Carol's red repeaters that do about 6,000 damage every 2 turns and create moderately strong strike tiles. Or the fact that Carol's yellow pops a vulnerable or weakened teammate airborne, healing them and doing 12,000 points of damage when they land. Then you've got Killmonger's other nuke, his purple power, which does between 15 and 20,000 base damage, plus all the bonuses that you get from the aforementioned powers. All in all, a pretty potent team. Yellow Jacket, put him in the center with a 5-5-3 because there's not much difference between his green at a 3 and a 5. Killmonger at a 3-5-5 if you want to control the purple nuke, if you want that to be stronger, or at a 5-5-3 if you want the spontaneity of 30,000 points of damage in retaliation for the enemy matching that critical tile. And Captain Marvel at a 5-3-5 because you're not going to be firing her green, so you might as well pump up her red. Again, very thorough, well thought out team, so thanks, Auberman, and as always, thanks to Unify.
Unify.
All right, let's go to the OG and open up something.
Tokens! I got 3.
Ooh.
Are you opening 3?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. It's crazy.
All right. Oh, never mind. I'm opening 1.
Did you get somebody you don't have?
Symbiotic. Nope. Venom tells me I should only open 1.
Oh. Okay.
Backing out.
All right. I have 1 more than Ian.
I haven't opened mine up.
Okay. My first one would be the 4-star Agent Coulson. Numero dos is a 4-star You Are Afraid Mantis. Numero tres is also a 4-star North Star.
Yeah.
It's going fantastic this week. And number 4, Human Torch Burning Persistence. That was pretty much a bust there.
Adam tried to warn you, bro.
I saved all the 5s for you, Craig. I appreciate that.
I hope so. Let's see. I got 5. The first one is Sandman, though. Number 2 is purple. Odin, Protector of the 9 Realms. Number 3 is some cherry bomb.
Chia.
Number 4 is Baby Groot. Don't push the button. And the last one is your 2099th Spider-Man Uprising. So I got 1 purple. That's something.
Yeah.
Where does that get my
Odin? 1 more than anyone else got.
It gets my Odin up. Odin's handing out the information. He's got the 411. I got lots of Protector of the 9 Realms going on. Thanks always to the original, this guy.
This guy.
This guy.
Ian, what's on the podcast network?
Wrestling. That's it.
True story.
No. So it's called the Soon to Be Named Network. We are also on that network along with a bunch of other podcasts to try to fill up as much of your podcasting day as we possibly can with great content. So if you want to check us out, Soon to Be Named Network at soontobenamednetwork.com.
I just got a surprise.
Okay.
Mantis is apparently a feeder for Adam Warlock. I got an Adam Warlock cover from the Mantis.
Oh. Well, there you go. Sweet. Mantis wasn't bad then at all.
Yeah. I completely retract my sass.
Yeah. Still reaching out to Joe. We need that, you know, heels on heels show. Add another wrestling show to this list. Call me. We'll make this happen. All right. Anything else for the good of the order?
I got my booster shot today. Woo.
Nice.
So I'm feeling a little loopy. Hopefully I didn't slur too much during the team up.
Which flavor of thing do you have? You have the Moderna?
No, I got the Pfizer.
Okay. I can't remember which. One of them doesn't have a booster yet, right?
Yeah, Moderna.
Yeah.
Isn't that the one my wife got? And she's had 3 shots.
What's that, Moderna?
Yeah.
They give her anything they want.
That's probably
because
true.
She needs extra shots.
That's true.
Plus, the Ray's had the booster for about 45 seconds now, so I think it's down to about 28% effective. Freaking Pfizer.
That's the one I got. I also have the Pfizer.
Oh, hey, Samurai did actually have some news. Apparently, Blob is a feeder as well. He feeds Sinister. So
yeah, he mentioned that to me. I just forgot because, yeah.
Yeah, see, that's important. Feeders are important, man.
Right. They're where it's at.
In another year and a half, when I get Blob fully covered, is it really?
Yes. Yeah. Do you have Sinister Champed? Then if the answer is no, then yes.
Because I won't be able to get Blob Champ, so that's not going to help me.
Dude, you only have like 6 unchampioned characters.
Hold on. I'm going to check just for you right now.
Let me
scroll down.
All right. While you're doing that, I'm going to throw this out as well. Team up time. If you do have any other suggestions, I got a few still because Hesjin Gixon is a fantastic guy, but I'm out of Auburman. So, you know, if you got anything, you can throw it my way. Put it in Reddit or send an email, whatever.
All right. I do not have Champed, Throg, Taskmaster, Blob, the Gator, the Romper Stomper, Morbius, or Mantis.
Sweet. Those are all like brand new characters in my mind.
Well, I'm sure Ray has all of them champed.
I don't have Blob or Hydra Stomper.
Oh, yeah, in your face.
And my second Spider Ham is not champed. So.
You never have too many Spider Hams.
No, that's my first Spider Ham. So there you go. I don't have Spider Ham champed either.
Yeah.
So 3, 6, 8. Eight non-champed 4-stars.
I've got
8.
3. Max champed 4-stars that I've started over.
Oh my.
See, I don't know if I have any restarted 4-stars now that I think about it.
Elektra, Gamora, and Peggy.
Peggy?
And, yeah, Chuck is like one, he's at a 369, so he's one cover away from being max.
No, in fact, my highest level 4-star is only level 335. So, I'm not even close to having one of them maxed out, let alone starting a second one.
Starts eating up my, it's put a dent on my, hero points again. Because now they're they're 2,000 a piece.
Yep, I'm living that dream.
But
that's great.
I'm not selling a fully champed 4-star though. That's crazy talk.
What do you think you'd give me for my head? Well, I'm not selling. That's a deep cut there. All right, thanks everybody for joining us here this week. PuzzleWarriors3.com is the place to go. Please send Ray some notes telling him that I'm terrible. Comment suggestions, he needs to have those. If you want to buy something, click on that Amazon banner at the top of our page, buy some stuff, or head over to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3. Especially if your name is Mary, convince your dad to go to that webpage and buy you some things. And that way I get some kickback and it's Merry Christmas for me. goodbye for now. Remember, kids, I've got this haunted desk lamp. Ooh. Good night, everybody.
I get that one.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.